ABC Radio Australia.
4 years after they were first arrested and charged with offences linked to a demonstration outside of Nauru's parliament, members of the group of anti-government protesters known as the Nauru 19 are now facing a retrial. Last September, the independently appointed judge, Australian Justice Geoffrey Mucha, ruled that they couldn't get a fair trial in Nauru, and he'd ordered a permanent stay in the proceedings. But now, in what was the first sitting of Nauru's new Court of Appeal after it severed ties with Australia's judicial system last year, a panel of judges from Solomon Islands, PNG and Tonga has thrown out that ruling from Justice Mucha, paving the way for the whole legal battle to start all over again, as Richard Hewitt reports.
And so the saga continues, and Christian Hearn, a member of the Nauru 19's legal team, says he expects the government push for a retrial will happen quite quickly.
It's been returned to the Supreme Court, and I expect that the first thing that the Director of Public Prosecutions will do will be to have the matter listed for trial as soon as possible. And I expect that the first thing the defendants will be doing will be pursuing a stay of proceedings in one form or another.
So it's beginning to look as if this whole matter, if it wasn't already doing so, is just going to keep going round in circles. There seems to be no end to it.
I don't disagree with that characterisation.
But while the case goes round in circles, the matter of legal representation is more complicated now. Experts in the field claim that new laws passed by the Nauru Parliament will severely restrict access to foreign lawyers. The government has tweeted suggesting that's not the case. But at this stage, Christian Hearn says they are still seeking clarification.
We're considering the ramifications of that legislation. We're obviously sitting down and talking about all of these things amongst ourselves and also with our clients. So I'm not able to say what our involvement will be going forward. We'll just have to see how things pan out.
However, former Nauru opposition MP Roland Kuhn, who fled the country in 2016, says even if the members of the 19 still have access to lawyers from outside the country, they won't come free.
Well, my understanding is they currently have access to one practitioner on the island who is not a qualified lawyer. He's a pleader, and he has been a pleader for over 10 years. So legally they have access to him and he can be instructing the other lawyers. But this removes pro bono. This exposes them to a course which they may not be able to immediately carry.
Up to now, the Australian government has publicly at least steered clear of the Nauru 19 case. But Roland Kuhn argues that there are good reasons why Canberra should consider intervening.
The thing is, Australia is the biggest development partner for Nauru. I do think that development partners should be questioning their partner governments as to their efficacy in terms of advancing rule of law, democracy and rights of people in the country.
Peter Law, Nauru's resident magistrate until he was sacked in 2014, goes even further and suggests the UN should be taking a close look at what is a question of a basic human right to a fair trial.
There's no doubt about that. It is very much a human rights issue. This arose from people who went to a demonstration. These were people from an electorate whose members of parliament had been suspended for 9 months or more. It hadn't been resolved, and they went to the parliament to express the view and were actually seeking to speak with the Minister for Justice. They demonstrated outside the parliament to complain they lack representation and that there should be something done about it. As a result of which, of course, there were a number of people arrested at that demonstration, charged with things like unlawful assembly or riotous behaviour. But the fact of the matter is they were expressing democratic rights, and these are the rights which are enshrined in the Nauru constitution.
In the meantime, the 16 defendants facing a retrial on Nauru have no passports, no right to work, and no access to the commercial or business sector as a means of generating income. But Christian Hearn says the group will take inspiration from the original member of the 19 who has since fallen, former President Brent Dabbado, who continued to fight for justice for the whole group until his death in New South Wales last month.